Hello.
Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. Donald McMillan, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Donald. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. You've just had a conversation with my colleague, Andrew Flanagan, regarding your time you've dealt with in care.
Yep.
So he's explained to me that, of course, the call needs to be as fast as possible, which is no issue. I'm just going to make sure I've got your details on file correctly. Take a brief statement. I'll get it all popped into place for you, darling. Okay?
Yep.
So we've got an email address here for you. It's donaldmcmillan872@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what's your date of birth for me, please, darling?
18/5/1958.
1958, no problem. Now, my colleague would have made you aware it's not the case where we require evidence or anything like that because so many companies have filed against the same places over and over again. It's the government that are actually going to be the ones refunding because they're the ones that have basically allowed this to happen and it was all government funded anyway. Yes. Now, as soon as I've got a brief statement from you, everything will be submitted over. What we'll also do for you, Donald, is I'll bob you a message over on WhatsApp just so for any reason you're ever in work or if you're a bit busy and you have any questions or if you want any updates, you've got direct contact with me there and I can keep you updated throughout the whole procedure. Is that okay with you, sir?
That's perfect, yeah.
No problem. Now, in regards to yourself, could I please ask you, was it just you that was placed into care that you're aware of or did you have siblings that was in care as well?
I had my brother, he was in the same care home for a short while.
No problem. What was your brother's name?
James Alexander McMillan.
Alexander McMillan.
McMillan, how is he?
And he was in the same care home, no problem, care home. And was that when you was first placed into care, you was popped in the same care home?
I was placed in there first, and then about a year later, he was placed in. But he only lasted about 1 or 2 months, and then he got shifted into a remand centre.
And could I please ask you, have you ever been known by any other names or any nicknames or anything at all, sir?
Yeah, when I joined the army, I joined the army under my stepdad's name is Reed. That's R-W-D.
No problem. So you've got your stepdad's name. That's not an issue. And do you ever get called Donald or Donna or anything like that at all, darling?
Just Donald.
No problem. That's not an issue there. I do need to ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or are you terminally ill at the moment at all?
No, I'm not.
No problem there. That's
I don't plan to be.
Well, just in regards to yourself, because you are around the age of 68, what we can do for you is we can fast-track this claim for you as well, because anybody that's 68 or over will be able to be put through for a fast-track. That's either if you're 68 or if you've got any terminal illnesses. So your case will be put through as a high case. I'm not sure if Andrew did make you aware, but the standard cases will take an average of 12 months. If we fast-track this for you, this will take between 6 to 8 months. Again, you can be paid out a lot sooner. We just have to tell you that to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, sir?
That's perfect, yeah.
Perfect. Could I just please ask you for your mum's name, if you remember what your mum's name was?
Yeah, my mum's name is Patricia McMillan.
McMillan? And what was your dad's name?
My dad's name is John McMillan. John James Coleman. John James Comrie McMillan.
Aldrin McMillan. Perfect. And in regards to yourself, do you remember your address where you was living before you was placed into care, if not the area where you grew up?
Yes, it was 36 Montgomery Street, East Edinburgh.
It was Montgomery Street, was that?
Montgomery, yeah. As in the general Montgomery.
Street. And what area in Scotland was that?
Leith. Leith Walk.
Could you spell that for me, please?
L-E-I-T-H.
Perfect, no problem.
Leith Woke, yeah.
Woke. And can I ask you, would it have been Leith Woke that actually, would it have been Leith Woke local authority that popped you under the care?
I'm not too sure.
Don't worry.
There was a children's panel up in near the bridges in Edinburgh that I attended, and they put me in the care.
No problem. We got that here for you. And could I also ask you, how old was you when you were placed into care, if you do remember?
I would have been 12 years old at the time.
12 years old.
Just under 12, yeah.
just around that age, not a problem. And do you know why you was placed in care? Was that due to parents? Was that due to behaviour issues?
Yeah, well, my mum and dad had divorced and they got remarried. And my stepmother was just really, really cruel. And I just kept running away from home.
Issues at home, not a problem there whatsoever. Could I please ask you as well, for any reason anything was to happen to you over the next few months with this claim going through, would you have anybody, any children or any partner of yours who you would be happy to receive this payment on your behalf at all, darling?
Well, I would like to go to a charity if that's possible.
Let me get that on here for you. They'll follow up with that information, don't worry. And could I also please ask you, do you remember the first care home where you was placed, darling?
Oh, the first care home, I'm absolutely not too sure because I had been placed in several because my mum and dad kept on moving about. I know one was called Windmill Lodge in Stirling.
It was called, could you spell that for me?
W-H-I-N-W-E-L-L Lodge.
Lodge.
And that was Stirling.
No problem. So you remember being in here? How old do you think you was when you was in Windmill Lodge?
I must have been about 6 or 7.
That's true. So your first time you was placed in care, you wasn't 12, you was about 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, and then I was also placed in foster care for a short while as well.
So what I'm going to get here is that you was in and out of care from being at a very young age. You don't really remember the names of the places that you was. Do you remember if anything abusive happened in there?
Only the one home, which was Red Hall Children's Home.
No problem. In and out doesn't remember the names of them, but remember and doesn't have memories of when was in here. He then remembers. Did anything happen to you while she was in Windmill Lodge at all?
No. That was a purpose. I wanted to actually stay there. I didn't want to go home.
No problem. Let me get that in Windmill Lodge. Let me just get here. Around 6 or 7 years old. But he enjoyed his time here. He was then playing. So what was the, when you was abused, was that in various care homes or was it in just the one home, darling?
Just in the one home, that was Red Hall Children's Home in Edinburgh.
And was that Red Hall spelled R-E-D-H-A-L-L?
That's right, yeah.
Red Hall Children's Home in Edinburgh. And this is where
the area that the home was in.
Could you say that again for me, darling?
Would you like the area of Edinburgh that the home was in?
If you do have that, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it was Craig Lockhart.
Craig Lockhart was that?
Craig Lockhart. It was C-R-A-I-G-L-O-C-H-A-R-T.
Craig Lockhart. Thank you so much for that. And this is where the abuse started. So let me. How old would you say you was when you was placed in here in Red Hall?
I had just passed 11. I don't think I was quite 12 yet.
Around 11 years age. 11 years of age. No problem. Let me get that on here. 11 years of age, placed in the care of Red Hall Children's Home. Let me just get that on here for you. And can I ask you, what was your first experience of getting here? What was it like with you? Did it make you feel comfortable or anything like that?
When I first got there, it was perfect. Then I got on down there, like to everyone there.
When he first arrived, wasn't all bad. He met some people and they became friendly with him. No problem. And can I ask you, when did the time start to change there? When did you start to notice it was a bit different and you wasn't actually quite comfortable as you thought you was?
Well, there was a member of staff called Alan Much. He kept on sort of singling me out to be friendly with.
No problem. He'd single you out. And how would he single you out?
Well, he'd just come up and keep on chatting to me, and he actually offered me a signet ring at one time. and invited me up to his staff room, his own personal bedroom.
Could I also ask you, while she was here, did he ever physically hit you or anything like that at all, darling?
No, but it never physically hit me, but again, he sort of mentally abused me.
No problem. He would mentally... Did he ever try and turn any of the other children against you at all, or try and prevent you from being friends with certain children?
Well, there was a couple of guys that I was friendly with, but then they suddenly turned and they ended up having a fight. I ended up putting my fist through the window just to punch one in the face.
I get that now. But they turned away.
I can actually remember the name of the boys.
Can I ask you for their names, please?
Yeah, it's John McAllister.
Is there anyone else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, John Woolard.
Yep.
And John Watt. Yeah, all the Johns.
Can I ask you, did they ever make you get into any cold showers or any cold baths or anything like that?
No, my stepmother used to do that to me.
Sorry?
My stepmother used to do that to me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It never happened in the home.
No problem. Was you ever locked in your bedroom at any time or locked away from anybody else secluded?
No.
Did you ever receive any physical abuse in here from any of the staff members whatsoever, with anything like the bell, the hand, any shoes? Was it any time physical?
No, it was just
mentally.
Mentally and the other type that I didn't really want to talk about.
Can I ask you, did anybody ever be sexually, you don't need to go into the details whatsoever, was anybody ever sexually abusive to you here at all?
Yeah, that was Alan Much.
Alan Much. Is it the case where he'd come into your room at night time, or did he try and get you singly away from the upstairs?
No, it was actually when he invited me up to his room. That's when he ended up giving me the signet ring.
So sorry to hear this. Can I ask you, as well as Alan himself, was anybody else ever physical to you or abusive to you?
No, it was just Alan Much.
Alan Much.
The rest of the staff were all females.
Was mostly females. In regards to food and things like that, was you happy with the food that they was providing, or was it, is there times that you go to bed hungry or anything like that?
Well, the food was sort of decent most of the time. It's but if they gave you something that you didn't, you absolutely hated, they made you sit at the table until you finished it. They say, I hated Brussels sprouts, and they would not let me leave until I ate them all.
Did they ever make you sit on your own or go into any dark rooms or anything like that as a punishment? What would the punishment be here?
No, it's the only time, the only punishment you got was, let's say, your pocket money stopped, because you used to get pocket money every week. And if anything happened, did they just stop your pocket money?
Okay, no problem. Would they ever stop you from seeing your family or anything like that on the weekends or anything?
Well, they said me and my family became estranged, so I didn't go and visit them, and they didn't come. Well, my dad very, very rarely visited me even when I was younger, so he definitely wasn't going to visit me then.
I want to speak to you regarding this. And of course, if you've obviously been in this situation, there's no one that you can go and ask for help, because you know you're stuck in that care home with people being turned against you. You're not having family that's coming to visit you, so you have nobody that you could actually speak up about this to regarding this. And I just...
Well, that's what they said. That's why I end up running away all the time. I just couldn't face Alan much. I just wanted to get away. It was up until...
Is it the case where you just end up back there? Would the police just come and get you and take you back?
No, I had run away up to... I actually managed to get up to Perth. And I don't know, for some reason... after the camp, when I ran away, I just got put in an assessment centre.
And how long would you say that you was in this care home for, roughly?
I was there until I was about 14.
So you was about 14. And then did you get put into another place, or did you get left to go on your
own?
No,
my mother and my stepfather came up from Manchester and took me down to Manchester.
And again, you failed by the system because you'd been neglected while she was in the care of them to begin with.
Yeah.
Let me get that here to an assessment centre. You dealt with this. So, around the age of 14 when his mum, who was...
I can give you the name of the assessment centre if you want.
Yes, please. If I can take that from you, if you remember the assessment centre, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it's Howden Hall. That's Howden Hall.
Hall Assessment Centre. Thank you.
And that's in Gracemount in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh. Perfect. Yep. Thank you so much for that information. Everything you are providing is very, very helpful at this moment in time. So a lot of people don't remember this much detail. You dealt with basically dealt with mental abuse on a regular basis for the whole time that you was in this care home. And of course, that you're dealing with sexual abuse and also physical abuse as well.
Yeah, well, Mr. Alan, much because I sort of rebelled against him. He accused me and he blamed me for the death of one of my friends.
Sorry, could you say that again for me?
Because I rebelled against Alan much, he accused me, he blamed me for the death of one of my friends.
His Sorry to hear that.
But then, I know in the exact circumstances of my friend's death and when it happened and why it happened.
Sorry about that. And was that due to anything that happened to him in care?
Well, no, he was. We were actually in the Sea Cadets. And because I had an argument with while we were in the Sea Cadets, we were supposed to do a demonstration in Edinburgh. And because I had an argument with Alan Much, I ran away and decided not to go. So my friend had to take my place. And unfortunately, there was an accident and he got hit on the head with a telegraph pole. And he died instantly at the scene. And because just hang on a minute.
Sorry to do this to you, sir. I do apologise.
And because I had decided not to go to that demonstration and ran away, that's when Alan Much says it was my fault that my friend died. And it should have been me that died, but not my friends.
Bless you.
Now, so that'll be in the records, in the news archives, from years ago. It'll probably still be there.
Bless you. Let me get this down. And I am very sorry. I do appreciate everything you are helping me with here, because, of course, this is to help you for your case. But I am sorry to make you relive this. I do understand you have been through it, and I can reassure you we will get you the justice that you deserve. Obviously, when you was taken back to mum, of course, at the age of 14, you was neglected then as well. What I am going to do for you is, with the information you provided to me, you definitely have given me enough information for me to go ahead and get this case submitted for you right away. As explained for you, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to get it put on the system right away with urgency, because of your age, we can submit that as a fast track for you. Yeah. Now, I know it's not about the money, but if we can get you some sort of justice, we will make sure we get you the top end of that back. We will reassure to do our job. And in the meantime, what I will do for you, Donald, is I'll bob you a message over on WhatsApp just so you have direct contact for me there. If you have any questions or if you would like to track your claim at any time, all you need to do is bob me a message over and I can let you know where your case is up to. And then that way, you've got it all in one place there, Donald. You don't have to worry, sir. All right.
That's
now, if anything you forgot to mention to me, don't hesitate to bob me a message over. I can include that on your claim form at any time whatsoever. And again, if you do have any friends or family that you are in contact with that you do know has been in care, we will be more than happy to conversate with them if you do want to provide us with their contact details. That will not be an issue.
Yeah,
now,
well,
what I have done for you... Yeah, sorry.
I've lost contact with my brother and sister. Yeah.
That's not a problem. Do not worry. Now, what I have done for you, Donald, is the document has just been sent over to your email so we can request your files from the care homes.
Yep.
And it should have come through on an email and on a text message. Would you just see if you've got that for me, please?
Just hang on a second, please.
No problem. It should be from MMA Legal.
Hello?
Hiya, darling.
I can't get into my email at the moment because I've actually unplugged my Wi-Fi when I was talking to you.
Don't worry. Have you got the text message come through on your phone? It should have come through on a normal text message.
I'll just check.
Yeah. radio. Probably will be your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I've got it.
Perfect. Well, the only thing is you probably will need your internet on, just me to help you get that submitted back for me. And I will need your ID and proof of address sending over on WhatsApp too. Is there any possible chance that if you can reconnect your internet and I call you back in 5 minutes, is that okay with you?
I've just done it.
Perfect. It should take a few minutes to come back on. And then all that I'll need from you, Donald, is a picture of your ID, which can be any letter, any ID, which is driver's license, passport, provisional, it can be a bus pass, just so we know you're receiving the money.
Yeah, I've got my driving license.
Perfect. So if you could take a picture of your driver's license for me whilst we're waiting for your internet to come on, that would be perfect. And we would also need any letter. It could be any letter. It just needs to have your name and address on there and the date within the last 3 months, please.
Yeah. I think I've got a letter.
Don't worry.
I've got a letter that is from the 27th of October.
Perfect, that's not an issue. Just as long as it's got your current address on there, that's brilliant. So if you could take a picture of that for me and a picture of your ID.
Hello.
Hiya, darling.
Yeah, I've taken pictures of it.
So if you go onto WhatsApp for me, your message should have come through now because I can see it's connected. You'll have a message that says, "Hi, Donald, it's Billy from MMA Legal."
Yep. Okay.
So if you click on that and send those two pictures over for me, that'll be perfect.
Hello, I've done it.
I've got the both through purpose. If you could just go back onto your text message where you got that message through off me earlier. Yeah. And then it should, when you click on it, it should say,
can you say that again?
Click on that link. Yeah, so once you go on the text message, it should say, click to view document.
Right. Yeah, I've got it.
Brilliant. And it should then say, agree and accept, proceed to document.
Okay, right.
And then there should be a little black box that comes up with a red star beside it that will say, signed by client. Brilliant, Donald. So that document's come back signed as well, which is fantastic. So that's everything for yourself. Right. Now, your case will be submitted over for you right away, and as explained, you are on a higher case, which will basically mean, most professional way, say it's a fast track, so it'll be a little bit faster for you. Right. Now, that message on WhatsApp, save that in your phone, even save it, whatever it will help you remember.
Yeah.
Just somewhere you can locate to track your claim at any time. So if you need anything, you drop me a message, and I will look forward to keeping you updated with the value of your claim. And if there's anything you need, you just bob me a message over, and I will give you a call straight back, Donald. All right, darling?
That's perfect, yep.
No problem. Well, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to keeping you updated, darling. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.